You are going to listen to a discussion about teenagers and stress. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences, 1 to 5, with the sentence endings, A through H. There are two extra sentence endings you should not use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Attention, attention. May I have your attention, please? Students of South Hampstead Grammar School, we all know why we're here today. Rather tragic incident which happened 2 weeks ago has led to this occasion. A student of ours suffered a mental breakdown and had to be taken to hospital, where he's been since and where he now receives psychological support. What caused the breakdown was an awful lot of stress this student has been going through for months. As tragic as it is, this whole incident has given rise to an important discussion that needs to be addressed urgently. In many cases, it goes unnoticed, but there are more and more children and teenagers at our school suffering from extreme stress. Now, I know that a lot of young people don't want to admit that they have a problem, that they are under a lot of pressure, and that they might not have a satisfying solution to their problem, which is why your teachers and I have decided that inviting a psychologist who has got a lot of experience concerning young people and stress might help you start talking, and maybe even tackling your problems. Please welcome Judith Mayer, a psychologist who's been working with young people for over a decade now. Judith Mayer, thank you for coming.
And thank you for the invitation. I'm really happy to be here today.
As you know, we would like our students to ask questions, but I think it would help them if you began by just telling them a little bit about stress in general.
Of course. First of all, you need to understand that experiencing stress and anxiety is as common in young people as it is in adults. And there are various reasons for feeling stressed. Busy parents who are unavailable emotionally, high expectations at school or in sports, as well as tension or conflicts at home. These are just some examples. What you have to be clear about is that being young doesn't necessarily mean that you have no worries, no responsibilities, and that you feel as if you could just live for the moment. Yes, please.
Isn't stress normal? I mean, don't we all experience stressful times once in a while, but they go away again?
Yes, stress is normal to some extent. When I speak about normal stress, I mean occasional stress. This type of stress makes us more alert and focused, and because of that, often also presents us with great opportunities for learning new things. Constant stress, however, can make us sick.
How do I know that I'm stressed? Are there any symptoms that can be noticed?
Well, to begin with, it's very important to observe your own behaviour when dealing with your family or friends. People who all of a sudden isolate themselves from others may be experiencing extreme stress. Stressed children or teenagers may also switch between being agitated and lazy, or may even behave aggressively because they can't cope anymore. It's basically about suddenly changing behaviour. You know the people around you and you know what they're normally like. If their behavior is drastically altered and if the changes happening last over longer periods of time, parents, teachers, and friends should be alarmed.
What can happen if you're stressed for too long?
Those who don't receive any help can react in different ways. Some withdraw completely from any social contact. They may develop digestive problems or sometimes even stop eating. Their sleeping habits might change, which can mean that some children feel like sleeping all the time and others don't get the sleep they need at all. Either way, if the stress is just too overwhelming, the body will experience anxiety, which, in the worst case, can lead to physical, social, and emotional damage. Teenage depression is one very real and dangerous consequence.
And what can we actually do to deal with stress as soon as it occurs?
That's a good question. I would say the most important thing is to talk to the people around you. Those who observe stress in others should talk to them to help them overcome their problems, and those who are experiencing the stress need to learn to open up and tell other people about it. If you're not big on talking, writing your problems down may also help. As far as parents and teachers are concerned, they shouldn't be burdening young people with their problems. Young people need to know what's going on in general, but they don't need all the details about their parents' emotional condition, for example. What's also important is that young people are not overloaded with too many extracurricular activities and other responsibilities. I'd say it's much more important to spend time with some friends talking about your day than to run from one activity to the next. What I now have to say goes out to the adults. The grown-ups in a young person's life need to set a good example. If they can't demonstrate self-control, and if they don't have any coping skills, children and teenagers are unlikely to learn how to deal with stress.
Miss Mayer, thank you so much for your time and the information. A big thank you also goes to our students who, I think, have raised important and valuable questions. I hope that as of today, we will all be more alert and react to what's happening with the people around us. Thank you all for coming. Attention, attention. May I have your attention, please? Students of South Hampstead Grammar School, we all know why we're here today. A rather tragic incident which happened 2 weeks ago has led to this occasion. A student of ours suffered a mental breakdown and had to be taken to hospital, where he's been since and where he now receives psychological support. What caused the breakdown was an awful lot of stress this student has been going through for months. As tragic as it is, this whole incident has given rise to an important discussion that needs to be addressed urgently. In many cases, it goes unnoticed, but there are more and more children and teenagers at our school suffering from extreme stress. Now, I know that a lot of young people don't want to admit that they have a problem, that they are under a lot of pressure, and that they might not have a satisfying solution to their problem, which is why your teachers and I have decided that inviting a psychologist who has got a lot of experience concerning young people and stress might help you start talking and maybe even tackling your problems. Please welcome Judith Mayer, a psychologist who's been working with young people for over a decade now. Judith Mayer, thank you for coming.
And thank you for the invitation. I'm really happy to be here today.
As you know, we would like our students to ask questions, but I think it would help them if you began by just telling them a little bit about stress in general.
Of course. First of all, you need to understand that experiencing stress and anxiety is as common in young people as it is in adults. And there are various reasons for feeling stressed. Busy parents who are unavailable emotionally, high expectations at school or in sports, as well as tension or conflicts at home. These are just some examples. What you have to be clear about is that being young doesn't necessarily mean that you have no worries, no responsibilities, and that you feel as if you could just live for the moment. Yes, please.
Isn't stress normal? I mean, don't we all experience stressful times once in a while, but they go away again?
Yes, stress is normal to some extent. When I speak about normal stress, I mean occasional stress. This type of stress makes us more alert and focused, and because of that, often also presents us with great opportunities for learning new things. Constant stress, however, can make us sick.
How do I know that I'm stressed? Are there any symptoms that can be noticed?
Well, to begin with, it's very important to observe your own behavior when dealing with your family or friends. People who all of a sudden isolate themselves from others may be experiencing extreme stress. Stressed children or teenagers may also switch between being agitated and lazy, or may even behave aggressively because they can't cope anymore. It's basically about suddenly changing behavior. You know the people around you, and you know what they're normally like. If their behavior is drastically altered, and if the changes happening last over longer periods of time, parents, teachers, and friends should be alarmed.
What can happen if you're stressed for too long?
Those who don't receive any help can react in different ways. Some withdraw completely from any social contact. They may develop digestive problems or sometimes even stop eating. Their sleeping habits might change, which can mean that some children feel like sleeping all the time and others don't get the sleep they need at all. Either way, if the stress is just too overwhelming, the body will experience anxiety, which, in the worst case, can lead to physical, social, and emotional damage. Teenage depression is one very real and dangerous consequence.
And what can we actually do to deal with stress as soon as it occurs?
That's a good question. I would say the most important thing is to talk to the people around you. Those who observe stress in others should talk to them to help them overcome their problems, and those who are experiencing the stress need to learn to open up and tell other people about it. If you're not big on talking, writing your problems down may also help. As far as parents and teachers are concerned, they shouldn't be burdening young people with their problems. Young people need to know what's going on in general, but they don't need all the details about their parents' emotional condition, for example. What's also important is that young people are not overloaded with too many extracurricular activities and other responsibilities. I'd say it's much more important to spend time with some friends talking about your day than to run from one activity to the next. What I now have to say goes out to the adults. The grown-ups in a young person's life need to set a good example. If they can't demonstrate self-control, and if they don't have any coping skills, children and teenagers are unlikely to learn how to deal with stress.
Miss Mayer, thank you so much for your time and the information. A big thank you also goes to our students who, I think, have raised important and valuable questions. I hope that as of today, we will all be more alert and react to what's happening with the people around us. Thank you all for coming.